Welcome to the Hero Hub podcast, where we explore the journeys of the industry innovators, trailblazers, and game changers who are shaping the future of vehicles and equipment. Whether you're here for cutting-edge tech, business strategies, or simple love of the ride, this is where you'll find the inspiration to fuel your journey.
Jada Curry, we're pretty lucky. We're a destination dealership, so we're on the Oregon Dunes. Okay. You know, our background, even, you know, when you step outside the doors, you know, we're surrounded by the bay. So we get a lot of traffic coming our way. And I got started just kind of helping a friend out and kind of went from there.
So how long have you been part of the industry then?
The first time I got involved was 94, my junior year of high school.
You're currently the North Bend manager, and you said you've been doing that for about 3 years, right? Or you were part of the buyout, so you've been manager longer than that. So obviously you've been around it for a while since you were in high school. Was there kind of a moment that you kind of knew that this is kind of the industry you wanted to stay in?
Just over time. It's fun just to see, you know, the returning customers, new customers, excitement. I mean, even for families that come in, you know, even the little kids get excited, you know, when they see the toy they get to go play in. It's something different every day, even though it's kind of the same concept, but it's always something different. Sometimes it's just a lifestyle for people. It's not even fun. You know, it's work, it's play. It's pretty cool.
Give us like a little bit of an inside scoop of what goes on behind the showroom floor.
For me personally, I do the accounting, help service out with warranty, sales team, building units and getting them in the system. Just kind of a little around everything.
What is your most popular unit? Like, what are people coming in for right now?
The most popular unit would be the Racer. Right now, it's between the Pro R and probably the Pro S. But we just took on Kawasaki just right at 2 years ago. So we do so far pretty well with the street bike side. A lot of the Ninjas, that's a pretty popular unit that way.
How do you attempt or balance your personal life and your work life together?
I'm kind of a creature of habit. So I'm at work and then I'm at home. I have property to take care of. We go camping, but I'm not really a social person, as I would say. So I do a pretty good job of balancing. I just do what I gotta do.
What is like some of the biggest takeaways or the differences you've kind of seen from many groups? And I think you've been part of the boot camps before as well. How have you kind of seen an effect from those in your business?
I've completely enjoyed every single one so far. There's such insight. The first half, just getting the speakers, you know, the information out there. You know, even on this last one, I have 2 pages of notes. I take notes all the time. You know, so it's like, oh, you know, even when Jared does like the book of the month, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, well, maybe this winter when it's quiet, you know, I'm going to pick up some of those books. Just that, but the knowledge. And then when you get into your group meetings, it's nice just to be able to bounce off of people, you know, and just hear that you're not the only one, you know, and be able just to have questions and get them, you know, get some insight that way. So I've really enjoyed it. So I wish I could get everybody on the same page, get excited like I do, but it'll come. You know, I still have a lot to do.
What's kind of been the biggest change that you've seen in the industry since you've started?
Well, the biggest change, obviously, is the introduction to the side-by-sides, the Racer, not the Rangers, but the high-performance and the sport side-by-side. That was, remember when the first Racer 800 rolled off the truck, we were all just like, what the heck is that? You know, and we knew it'd be cool and that it would take off, but I don't think I even realized how far it was going to take, you know, if I mean, it's taken over everything.
How do you keep yourself as well as just everybody in the company motivated day to day to get things done and to improve?
When it gets slow, it's just like, you know, they'll want to go. I'm like, there's always something to do. Sweeping, cleaning, doing classes. So there's always something to do.
Actually, your guys' Google reviews were really awesome. You have quite a few, which is obviously good because people are able to look through them and you have very high reviews. But we just kind of wanted to get your take on a few things. First off, your bad review. I don't remember. I think this was just a few months ago. So I'll kind of read through it and then obviously just kind of give me your take on how, if this customer came in, how you'd kind of deal with it. Terrible service. Salesman sold us a new Segway Fogman at nearly 20K when they were carrying it. It was all the hype, something to complete with all the other 1000 cc's UTV on the market. The machine itself was great for the first less than 550 hours, plenty of power. Paid to have diagnostics run, found out no warranty to cover the fix, and re received a quote of nearly 4K for engine rebuild. The time wasn't right for such an expensive fix. On top of just recently purchasing it, we waited on the fix. Recently called the service department to get a fix going, and we were told they no longer deal with Segways because they didn't like the delay on the order parts, and we'll have to take it to a different Segway dealer. I guess, how do you usually handle those kind of reviews?
So on this particular one, I did appreciate about the review was that they did state that it was their fault for the rollover. Most customers, don't throw themselves under the bus when they're giving you a bad review. So I was very thankful for that. There's certain reviews, certain people, I'll call some of them. Some of them, I feel like you're kind of better off just leaving them alone. That's my personal opinion. This particular customer, so we took Segway on during COVID when you couldn't get anything. I'm not happy with the last part of the wording, and the customer's probably right. I feel like whoever he talked to did not relay it correctly. The reason we're not with Segway isn't necessarily, I mean, the ordering parts was kind of a pain, but we just didn't like the product. They have, in our opinion, they have terrible customer service. The products, they just weren't a good fit for us. On our side, if that was said to the customer, which it most likely was, because it was down in service and we have a bunch of new people and they don't know. So I don't feel like we handled that correctly. Because obviously we took it in and so we serviced it and told them what it's going to be and what it's going to cost. And at that time, we were still a Segway dealer. But unfortunately, things, a year and a half later, we just no longer were. So we can't order parts. We're not a dealer for them. We can't get the parts. So normally, when this customer would have called or came in, it would have got transferred to me for an escalation. They were a good customer. They were happy customers. And I would have just explained, that unfortunately, businesses have to make changes that suits them for their business needs. And unfortunately, we had to go separate ways. I would have contacted a dealership close enough and kind of held hands to get the customer set up and going to make it a smoother transition. And if it was me handling this and talking with the customer, I would explain the process to them just to give more comfort for the customer and to ease their pain, but also explain to them that unfortunately, like I said, we just it's not a line we're handling anymore. Therefore, we do not have the access to the parts.
I love that. The communication's awesome. And
Yeah.
then obviously majority of your reviews, you guys have very good customer service, a lot of loyalty. But Jill, she just said the staff at North Bend Powersports are fantastic. Jen answered all my questions and called me back in a timely fashion with answers when we arrived at their shop to purchase two kid quads. Manny assisted us until Jen returned, and they did an awesome job playing along with us and being there to buy an expensive part. The financing process was painless too. We would definitely do business with them again. So kind of like what you were saying, there's communication and, you guys have been walking through people very well. I guess, how have you guys kind of gotten to that point?
Especially our sales team, you're selling a relationship. It's not really a product. And, a lot of our customers, most of our customers are original customers from when we were a different dealership, and then their families and, friends. And we've made obviously several new customers. I personally don't like to. If I step on a dealership lot and they all come running, it's like I don't want that. I don't want that experience. We acknowledge them, ask them if there's anything we can do or help or kind of point them in the right direction, and we just kind of let the customer lead it. We make sure that we check in on them at all times, but we don't sit and hover around them. We try to make it easy and painless. We introduce them to our parts department, our service department. We have our tires in service, so that's kind of nice because most people are going to buy tires, and that kind of gives us an easy access to get customers down to the service department and see those spaces. And then potentially, you have huger sales with return custody. So many of them become really good friends and like family members. You know, I personally have customers that call me that live in Washington. They're like, "Hey, Jada, we're coming down for, you know," I know what holidays they come down. They're like, "Come out and have a barbecue with us." It's just that fun part of it that you're touched by so many, you know, family kind of experience. One of my customers just came in yesterday and bought a battery, and they've been our customers for like early 2000s. And her husband passed away a couple of years ago, and he was just a great customer. And it was really hard to learn that he passed away. And she's still having a hard time with it, but we're really good friends. You know, she came in the other day and I hadn't seen her in probably about 6 months. And you know, she was doing really good. And so it was just nice.
Well, thank you so much to our guests for joining us today. And a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I hope you found today's conversation insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others in the power sports industry. We're excited to see you at the next one.